previously on the Phil Henry Show. Colton, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Colton, hello?
Yes?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello? Talking to the guy who is in Miami.
Right, I'm Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay, sir, let me tell you, whatever you do is your business.
Are you Cuban?
You're gonna hurt the Cuban. First, they are Cuban, and you keep on saying Mexican.
Well, they're Cuban. They're what are they?
They are from Cuba.
From Cuba?
Yeah.
All right, now that's where, Phil?
Well, let me tell you. They came from Cuba.
That's off the coast of what?
Florida.
Because they are refugee. We come as a refugee.
I understand.
And Elian Gonzalez is a refugee.
I understand.
He should stay in the United States, and you should be on your business. You shouldn't hurt the Cuban people. You talk very bad about people.
No, I don't, ma'am. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to try to hold.
You are very prejudiced. You are prejudiced, sir.
I'm what?
The way you talk.
You talk prejudiced.
As a macho man.
Ma'am, I'm trying to save lives.
No, you are not trying to save lives. You are creating
Mexico,
more problems. And you are telling me
that I came
from Cuba.
Hey, if that
I know how the communists are. Why don't you go on and stay 6 months at least in Cuba?
Are you talking about Cubans? You tell me that Elian Gonzalez is from Mexico?
No, he's from Cuba.
I got the wrong information.
Sir, from Cuba.
Oh, man, people have been giving me wrong information then.
So you keep on saying Mexico.
Well, that
boy is from Cuba.
Well, the news stations have been giving out wrong information.
No, they haven't.
You got the wrong information?
Where's the father from? Is he from Mexico?
His father is from Cuba.
Well, his
old man's from Cuba. What are you talking about?
All right, then we're getting some wrong information. Hold on for a minute.
2553, where is this Elian Gonzalez kid from?
From Cuba.
Kid from Cuba, man. See me. Roger.
All right, I got the word. He is from Cuba. Or they thought Guatemala out there, Bob? All right, I'm getting the word now, Guatemala.
Sir, the people from Cuba, when they come here,
He's from Cuba. Those jackballs you're working with at the Citizens Auxiliary Police, tell them to go back on the loading dock at FAO Schwartz, okay? What is up with you?
Where's the kid from? Just tell me straight ahead. What country's the kid from?
Who, Elian Gonzalez?
Yeah.
He's from Cuba.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Yes.
What have we been telling you for the last half hour?
He has his right to stay in the United States.
He's from the United States?
No, he has the right to stay in the United States.
He's going
to stay in the United States?
Yes, yes.
Well, then somebody better
look. He's a Cuban refugee. He should stay in this country.
No, the kid, he's staying in the United States. I think that's a hell of a deal.
And if you do not believe me,
right, go
to Cuba for 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to cry in 30 days, and you want to come back to this country.
That doesn't sound like a very good vacation.
Go and see the poverty and how they live.
Norwegian Cruise Line go down there?
You're going to cry in 30 days.
You know, why would I want to go down there?
Because I want you to go because you think that everything is good in Cuba. So you do not understand the communism.
I can't even find it on a map. I don't know whether it's good or not. Is
well, you do not understand the communism, and that's why you're trading.
How many resorts do they have?
The Cuban people.
How many resorts do they have down there?
I don't know.
They got golf courses?
I don't know. But if you are so smart, you'll find out and go to Cuba.
Resort they got in the Bahamas. Is that the same deal?
Bahamas is the Bahamas. Cuba's something else. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Tomorrow they begin digging on the pool. And we have with us Roland Schwinn. He is from an organization called Camp Bountiful. This is interesting. Where did you get this stuff, Mike? Did you get this from radio TV interview? Because this man, Mr. Schwinn, and my producer, Mike Schaefer, by the way, does a good job, I think, in getting us some interesting interviews. Roland Schwinn is the head of Camp Bountiful. This is in the Santa Monica Mountains, and it is an interesting and very unique place for young people to go. It's a place where you go and, I guess, enjoy food. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, Phil, that is absolutely correct. Camp Bountiful was founded by my wife and I 3 years ago in order to give young people an alternative to what we think is a very high-stress summer of exercise. There's nothing wrong with exercise, but there is something wrong, I think, with making a child feel guilty for enjoying a meal. And at Camp Bountiful, we do encourage not eating, but we do encourage enjoyment of the senses.
This is different, and this flies in the face of everything that we know about, or everything we've been told about nutrition. Do you encourage kids to eat?
What we encourage children to do, Mr. Henry, is not to feel guilty about their desire to eat. We encourage children to, if they wish to enjoy a meal, they can enjoy a meal. This society that we live in is constantly pressuring, especially the young, to watch their weight. Young people don't need to watch their weight. You are never in better health. You are never in better shape than when you are young.
All right. I have a daughter who actually said this to me the other day. She said one of her friends said she was fat.
How old is the child?
She's 8.
Do you see how terrible that is?
I thought it was a little bit wrong for an 8-year-old girl to start worrying about her weight.
This is rampant in our society. Now, right from the headlines, you see this boy, and I heard the lady talking about Elian Gonzalez. He is a young Cuban. He is 8 years of age. This is a boy that looks malnourished. This is a boy who looks as if he is not being fed properly, and all you need to do is look into the eyes of that child to know what your child can look like if you continue. And
you're not talking about me.
Well, Phil, I'm talking about any American parent who insists upon this weight consciousness among young people. Camp Bountiful is a place that we have in the Santa Monica Mountains. Children are brutalized with the so-called weight-conscious message at Camp Bountiful. A child eats and is not made to feel guilty. And when I look at that poor Elian Gonzalez, who is obviously malnourished, that in and of itself is confusing. No one likes to eat like the Cuban people. It is astounding to me that that boy, Elian Gonzalez, looks as malnourished as he does because there isn't a people on the face of the earth that likes to eat more than a Cuban. Cuban people enjoy their pork, they enjoy the empanadas, they enjoy the fried plantain, the assorted fried cheeses, the deep fried, the breaded cutlets. Cuban people love to eat. How can that boy look malnourished?
Many would tell you that he comes from not so much a, it's not the fact that his parents aren't feeding him, it's the fact that he comes from a deprived society, which is what Cuba is.
Well, the boy has been in this country for quite some time, so I would suggest they start to put some meat on the bones of that boy. Children at Camp Bountiful get 3 meals a day, 3 snacks a day. They finish their meals, and we drop our rope barricade, and they are allowed to wander out to some of the meadows that we have. We have television. We have a swimming pool. We have mountains. We have fields. We have rowing. But the kids are not pushed to do that. In other words, Phil, they have their choice between rowing, swimming, watching television, our vending machines, or have something more to eat. They have the free will to eat, the free will to have a snack. And that's what makes us different from most of these other terms. The fact of the freedom.
All right, so the kid finishes at Camp Bountiful. By the way, what is the price? I got to know right up front. If you've got a kid, what parent, first of all, would send their kid to Camp Bountiful?
Well, to answer your question, $3,000 per child for a 6-week Camp Bountiful term. The kind of child that would come to Camp Bountiful, parents who would like their child to begin to free himself up from the feelings of guilt, who want their child to feel good in their own skin, Phil, we hear this term. Now, this next summer, we'll be offering cooking classes so that the children are not just having the food from their parents, but that they're actually enjoying the food themselves and that they're cooking food. The children at Camp Bountiful have no guilt, and we're very, very proud of that.
It sounds to me as if the intentions are good, that you want a kid to be guilt-free and not feel bad because he enjoys food. Now, tell me a little bit...
That's exactly what we're doing, Mr. Henry.
Now, tell me a little bit about when the... You say you drop a rope barricade when they're done eating.
The rope barricade is dropped.
A rope barricade is dropped, and the kids can go out and enjoy...
They can go out and enjoy the rest of the camp, or they can stay and have more to eat. We don't encourage... We simply allow the children to relax and be comfortable in their own skin. And that means either eating, watching television, swimming in the pool. What would you like to do? And the children are allowed to do that.
But food is made available at all times.
food should be available at all times because we are trying to keep the child from the guilt feeling. It is there for the taking if they want it. Our motto, no guilt, no glory. No guilt, no glory.
What does that mean, no guilt, no glory?
Well, Craig Taylor wrote it down, and I don't know if he knows what it means. What I meant to say is, if you have guilt, there is no glory. You must not feel guilty, otherwise you don't feel glory. And that's what we're trying to tell them. That's what Camp Arsenal's all about.
The kind of parents that you generally meet, are they overweight? And I know that you don't like in the brochure, you don't like the term overweight.
The so-called overweight, what we call the bountiful and the proud, the fat and the bountiful, those are people who have been able to pass along to their children a feeling of euphoria and happiness. The fat and happy do not have guilt. But we, yes, tend to have parents who are of the fat and happy, but their children feel guilty because of the message they get at school.
So you're constantly at war with the teachers and with the society at large and the messaging with regard to health and fitness and weight.
Absolutely, Phil. The media is always a bane. And, yes, education is giving the wrong message. There is a message of guilt that they're passing along to these young people. I think it's wrong. I think that a child should be comfortable in and of himself. And if that means eating and enjoying a meal, children are told wrongly, I might add, Phil, that it is unhealthy for them to enjoy a meal. It is unhealthy to eat. That is an unhealthy attitude, I say.
All right, Roland Schwinn. He and his wife have started Camp Bountiful, a six-week camp for kids this summer.
We're opening this summer, Phil. We've been open for the last four summers.
And your kid can go to the camp, enjoy not only television, pools, fields, workshops?
We have all kinds of workshops, yes. It's what the child wishes to avail himself of.
Okay, so they can freely or not avail himself of anything, including food. And there is a guilt-free atmosphere, as according to the brochure, a guilt-free atmosphere of eating and enjoying food. He or she can be happy around others who are fat and happy, so they say at Camp Bountiful. You're going to get a lot of doctors who are upset with this.
Oh, the doctors who are upset with this don't understand health. They think they know. They think they know what health is, and they say that no weight. But you have to understand, it is in the mind, and guilt-free is healthy. That's the most important part.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 to talk to Roland Schwinn from Camp Bountiful in Santa Monica. They're going to be starting their camp this summer, and your kid can eat and be guilt-free. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. That's the number to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. My guest this first hour is Roland Schwinn from Camp Bountiful. This is a camp that opens for 6 weeks in the summertime in the Santa Monica Mountains. And the kids who go to this camp are kids who, I guess, have been traumatized, as Mr. Schwinn says, by a weight-conscious society. Are these anorexic kids, Mr. Schwinn?
So these are all kinds of children who have been made to feel guilty over the fact that they enjoy a good hot meal or that they enjoy snacking like any other normal child. And so what we encourage them to do is to enjoy our camp, yes, but also to enjoy the meals that we serve three times a day, three snacks a day, and let them decide for a change, not their jogging, health club visiting, spandex wearing parents who look ridiculous in their jog wear, look asinine as they jog.
All right, here is, by the way, Mr. Schwinn, just so you know, I go out and power walk every morning with my wife.
Your funeral, my friend, your funeral.
Yeah, my funeral. I started walking because I'd been a heavy smoker and I want to get the stuff out of my lungs. Anyway, here's Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a licensed nutritionist and have been for many years. And, Mr. I don't know your name. I'm sorry, Mr.
Schwinn.
Mr. like the Mr. Schwinn. What you're doing is encouraging another disorder, which can be as bad as anorexia, bulimia, or any of the other.
Well, how long have you been a nutritionist?
I've been a nutritionist, well, in the state of Florida now for 8 years, and in Michigan for 4 years, so about a total of going on my 13th year. And what you're encouraging is a type of behavior that can develop so many...
Are you a nutritionist or a dietitian? Are you a part of the diet industry?
My degree is in nutrition.
All right, your credentials are established with me. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Andrew, if they're established with me.
Well, what do you care? You've got people eating.
Well, what are your credentials, sir?
Sir,
what are your credentials to be able to come up with a camp that encourages a disorder on its own?
I will tell you that as a young person, I suffered from bulimia, and I suffered from a variety of other eating disorders, and I cured myself by recognizing and knowing that the best way to deal with bulimia and with anorexia and others is to feel guilt-free about your food, and then you can resolute. Nobody knows fat people better than fat people, the fat and happy.
No, what you're encouraging, because there can be a ton of health problems that are associated with overeating, and you're encouraging overeating in kids when they're at their most impressionable ages.
No, they may be
feeling guilty, but that may be a sign of other things. What you're doing is encouraging something that may cause a world of health problems in these children, from diabetes to skin problems. Things that will take them years to overcome.
What these kids, are they forced to eat?
No, they're not forced to eat. But I will tell you that these children enjoy their meals, and if they don't want to eat their meals, certainly there are other people there to eat.
Is your camp approved by the... What state is it?
This is the state of California.
Have you run this past any authority? This is ridiculous.
This is the state of California with a children enjoy a meal.
And I would have to ask you, sir...
You should have a license to be able to do what you're doing.
Mr. Schwinn, are you licensed?
We are licensed to have a camp for children.
Yes, but do they know that this is a camp that encourages kids to eat?
The state of California doesn't do that.
Oh, yes, they do.
Well, maybe like that as well, but not California.
Oh, yes, they do. It's a creature of state, and each state, I will assure you, sir, have laws and codes that you need to follow when you open a camp when it's specific to the health of children. I can vet you, sir,
there is absolutely nothing wrong with having this camp for children. Are you telling me that a birthday party that I would give for a child if we are serving ice cream needs to be licensed for the state of California?
There's a big difference between a birthday party and a camp where children are focused on their eating habits and are encouraged to develop an eating habit in a certain way. What you're doing, sir, is almost practicing medicine without a license.
No, sir, I'm not practicing medicine. That's ridiculous. There's nothing. I don't need to practice medicine to serve a child a five-egg omelet.
I have to pull my car over. I'm so upset. I shouldn't be driving right now.
All right, a five-egg omelet.
A five-egg omelet, yes.
I
would like to know what you do.
A person shouldn't consume five eggs within a one-week period, let alone one sitting. Where did you receive your information about nutrition? At the Shoney's breakfast bar?
Let me ask you something, sir. Do I have to be a nutritionist to know what feels good, to know that there are millions of American children who feel guilty in their own skin, to know that there are millions of American children who feel guilty about enjoying a good meal? Do I have to know that?
You sound like this.
This is a perfect example.
And knowledge of nutrition.
Sir, this is a perfect example of the fat challenge being the butt of a joke, being made fun of. Because
you made
the comment that I sounded like Jabba the Hutt.
I didn't say look like. I said sounded like.
Because it is. The culture that you were raised in is to make fun of the fat and happy.
Oh, that is
and
not. I was a funny. In my life, I was 315 pounds. Now I'm 186.
Did you make jokes Did you enjoy jokes at your expense?
Of course not. Absolutely not. But I wasn't referring to your weight. I was referring to your voice. That's the difference.
Are you eating, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Are you eating?
I'm having a late afternoon snack. Yes. Yes, I am. Is there something wrong with that?
Because the gentleman can't understand.
You're opening a camp for children. Yeah. Would be like an alcoholic opening a camp to teach kids how to
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hold on. One 800 449 8686 Phil Henry Show. Boy, it's been so nice here in Southern California for the last couple of weeks. Today, it looks like hell. It's crap. It looks like it's hot and it's humid and smoggy. People are dropping like flies. I've got that low pit pain. I've got that low lung pit pain that comes when there's a lot of smog. For those of you who are thinking about moving out here, come on out. It's fantastic. The smog hanging low and heavy in the air. It's humid. It stinks. My underarm isn't working. You smell me yet? Because I can. I'm using some Right Guard. It ain't getting it done at all, man. It ain't making it. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Roland Schwinn is on the line with us from Camp Bountiful, a camp for kids who like to eat, I guess.
It's a camp filled for children who are, you know, I don't like being misrepresented.
I'm not trying to misrepresent you, sir. It's a camp for people, for kids who don't want to be guilty, right?
We are trying to get rid of the guilt, yes. And I think it is a high time that someone in this society did something like that.
All right, here is Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. First, I have a question. Well, actually, a comment. Your comment about how terrible the weather is out in California? It's worse for the overweight people who can't seem to cool off because they've got too much weight on their
bones. Oh, but you know what? I'm in Santa Monica, California right now, and I'm enjoying the weather very, very much.
I want to know, Mr.
Enjoying the weather very much.
Mr. Roland, I want to know how you feel when you hear that a child has died because his heart was taxed by obesity.
Madam,
how do you feel?
I've never heard that. You're making that up. How often do you hear that?
Time.
Yeah, you hear it all the time.
Children
you want to hear it all the time. You hear it in your sleep all the time.
Overweight.
You hear it in your sleep all the time.
Now, let me ask you another question.
Hold on for a minute.
Okay,
well, first of all, hold on. This is the host. Lady, hold on.
What?
Hold on, okay. First of all, kids don't die all the time from obesity.
Not all the time.
Okay,
no.
So you're full of crap.
All right.
So Mr. Schwinn is full of crap, and you are. So why don't you guys start talking about something from a point of view that you know something about?
Okay, I have a question. I have a question.
I know that young people don't die every day, but I know that they suffer under the guilt of loving food.
No.
I know they suffer under the guilt of being called fat. I know they suffer under the guilt of being who they are and not having people accept them, like this lady here in Albany, who probably makes fat jokes. Who probably thinks it's amusing to see a fat person eat.
Let me tell you what I do.
I am comfortable in my skin, and I'm comfortable eating. And if you don't like the fat that I eat, you don't have to look at it.
Okay, excuse me. Can I say something? Okay. I have one
question. You don't laugh at the waddle of fat women in Albany, do you?
I have a question about your camp.
Do you laugh at all the fat people in Albany?
No, I absolutely don't. I teach children.
You teach children?
I teach children.
When you're not making fun of them?
I'm not making fun of anybody.
All right,
I have a question about your camp. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Very legitimate question.
Go ahead, ma'am.
All right.
Because as a teacher, you're rather underinformed. But go ahead.
Wait a minute. At your camp, do you serve healthy food? Or junk food?
I'll give you a breakfast, a week one breakfast, a 5-egg, 5-cheese omelet, a stack of pancakes, mashed potatoes and hash browns, a T-bone steak, slab of bacon, chocolate milkshake, biscuits and gravy, and a fruit cup smothered in yogurt. That is for our first week.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's for a week. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh,
okay.
Thank goodness. God forbid anyone enjoy themselves and not be sitting there starving themselves like you do with your skinny ass and your spandex.
You know what
I didn't hear? You sound like one of those people get out of
You know what I didn't hear? I didn't hear any vegetables or any fruit. Do you serve vegetables?
We don't serve vegetables. So I guess your kid isn't coming to our camp?
No. Wait a minute. You don't serve vegetables
and fruit? No, we don't serve vegetables and fruit. No.
You don't?
No, we don't.
Well, then you're not serving healthy food.
Oh, well, you know
people
something?
People don't get overweight by
There's nothing wrong with being overweight. There is something wrong with being overweight and feeling guilty about it.
I can't understand what you said.
Well, then maybe you need to go to a doctor.
Because I can't understand you?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe there's something wrong with your hearing. Maybe you need more carrots or whatever you people eat for your hearing.
Okay, well, let
carrots are for your eyes.
Let me make this comment to you.
I can't understand you either because your mouth sounds like you're eating.
I'm having some lunch.
You can't understand what he said.
I'm having lunch.
Okay.
Come on, lady, spit it out, will you? I'm hanging up. Go. Oh, forget. Get out of here. You freaking bore me. Crystal River on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello. Crystal, now here's a genius in Crystal River with his radio turned up.
You see, these people need to eat more, Phil. They're obviously on a diet.
Crystal River in your car, are you there? Hello? That brain surgeon was obviously just hanging on the line for kicks, just to hear the just to hear his voice. So I want to ask you something, okay?
Those people, Mr. Henry, are obviously not eating enough because they're undernourished and don't even understand what they're listening to. You see, what we do at our camp, what we enjoy at our camp, is young people who enjoy eating, who want to feel good in their own skin.
And read me back that week one menu now. This is for the breakfast menu.
Yes, it was mashed potatoes. I can tell you what we have, basically, in the cooking lessons. Are the omelets, dips, pies, pastries, roasts, barbecued ribs, beans, chickens. We have all of the porks and all of the cutlets. We have shakes, malts, floats, fondues, breads, pastas, potatoes, au gratin, mashed, baked, scalloped, and galloped potatoes. This is as well as eating. It's green.
What?
I see it's green.
Can you do me a favor and stop eating?
Mr. Henry, I'd be happy to. I was swallowing some of my lunch.
Okay, because when you're in the middle of an interview, Oxnard on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't understand the gentleman. Are you eating or are you, like, rolling in? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
And any other comments you have? I can't. We already established
that. Never answered the question. What's the question? The question was the camp is for what type of kids?
Oh, we already answered your question. Anything else? Well, bye. Good screen job on that call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here with Roland Schwinn. And
just a lot of your friends, Phil, calling in who are out there power walking. And
no, these are just people who, I don't know who they are. They're frankly not very intelligent. And maybe you're right. Maybe people ought to eat more. But what I feel bad about is that there are some kids out there with health issues. There are some kids out there who don't need to be eating more.
Then they don't come to our camp, Phil. It's as simple as that. If you don't want your child to be eating, bro, you don't want your child...
Will you swallow whatever it is that's in your mouth? Just swallow it, okay?
Hold on. See, I don't feel guilty about eating, Phil.
I don't want you to feel guilty about eating. What I'd like you to do is just swallow whatever it is in your mouth before you talk. There, fine. Now we don't need any more phone calls from anybody asking the guy to swallow his food.
I'm swallowing my food, okay? I haven't heard anybody yell swallow so often than my honeymoon night, to be honest with you. And
okay, I got it already.
The point that I'm making is that the children that come to our camp are children that do not want to feel guilty about their food intake. They are children that want to feel better about their lives. And that's what we do at our camp. Now,
I want you to get back to your menu now. You have shakes, malts, floats, fondues. What about all of this crap you got in your camp that has to do with bike riding and...
Absolutely, we have that. Bicycle riding. We have the... let me bring up Billy Wadsworth. Is over here at our weight center right now. And Billy, come on over here for a minute.
Now, who is he?
He's one of the young people here. Billy, how long have you been going to the camp? Just take the phone.
Right, I've been going to the camp for about 3 years.
And Billy, do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do very much because, for me, Camp Bountiful is a place where I can be me here.
Camp is where you can be here. What do you like to eat, Camp Bountiful?
I like to eat the root beer.
Come on, I can't understand either one of you guys.
I'm sorry?
I can't understand either one of you. What, are you guys having lunch?
Put your lunch down for a minute.
I like to eat the roast turkey breast. I enjoy the variety of desserts that they got. It's really, really me. Huh?
I'm right here, Billy. Okay, how much do you weigh, Billy?
I weigh about 200 pounds.
And how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
He's 11, Phil.
Sounds very unhealthy. 200 pounds, 11 years of age. Sounds very, very unhealthy.
Well, Phil, what's unhealthy are the scrawny assholes out there who don't think we should enjoy our food. That is unhealthy until the shooting camp.
Well, 6 weeks, it's $3,000. Go ahead, give your phone number.
Our number, yes, Phil, is 1-213-251-3189. That's 213-251-3189 for Camp Bountiful in the San Bronzo Mountains. And remember, cash sale is good for the decision.
What?
Cash sale is good for the decision.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, there, it's gone. Cash, check, or credit card.
All right, well, good luck, man. Was that a, what was that, a...
It was a ham bone, nothing...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Thank you, Mr. Schwinn. Tell Billy that we appreciated talking to him.
They appreciate it, Billy.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry.
That's fine. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. feel good. I got that acid reflux thing. You know that acid goes up into your throat? I get that occasionally. My wife cooks. She cooks stuff you don't want to know about. I'm kidding, baby. You know I love your cooking. When I get it. But I don't know what she was making. Some kind of an acid-filled burrito. Something, you know, it was very moderate, mild for the stomach. Just some sort of salsa-filled burrito or something. I don't know what it was. She makes a margarita. See, I can't stand those sweet margaritas. So a lot of times you'll squeeze a lime into it. It's fine. You get any restaurant margarita. I mean, what the hell? You talk all you want about margaritas in restaurants. Most of them are horrible because nobody really knows how to make one. Everybody likes those frothy chick drinks, you know, those kind of slushies for adults with where the straw stands up in it and the umbrella drinks. But those slush drinks, what do you call those things? There's a place in Miami called Marino's, Dan Marino's restaurant, where they make those. And they're, I call them slushies for adults, but they're, you know, fruit drinks. Okay. And I guess they have rum or something in them. But you go, you order, for instance, a margarita, and they'll slush that thing up like it's slush time, okay? And it's sweet, and it's not very good. And generally, they're using some substandard tequila. It's just a lousy drink, okay? So I would make an off, you know, just sort of an off-the-cuff remark and say, well, I can't stand that sweet crap. So my wife started squeezing a lime juice, just straight lime juice into it to kind of give it a nice tart kick. And I said, that's pretty good, until I realized that it was like dropping a napalm into my stomach. I don't know whether I'm getting old or whatever the problem is, but I can't eat that crap anymore, and I can't drink it any longer, and I don't want it. I don't want any more of that hot, spicy stuff, honey, okay? Keep all those little serrano peppers, all your jalapenos. Just get it out of my life. I hate it. I want to go back to being Irish. I tried being Mexican. It wasn't bad, but I want to go back to being an Irishman now. Bland crap, that's what I like. Everything that Maria makes, whether it's spaghetti sauce, whether it's anything, all that hot, spicy stuff goes in it. And there was a period there I really liked it. Cayenne. Habanero. Habanero is like, it'll set fire to your eyeballs. Your eyes will set fire and melt in your skull from habanero. Habanero is Scotch bonnet. That's about the hottest pepper there is. I got a hold of some habanero salsa one night, because sometimes I'll just sit down with chips and salsa. You ever do that? That's probably my favorite snack. And speaking of Mr. Schwinn being on here and talking about being comfortable in your own skin, not that I am, but let's go ahead and talk about food. That Billy Wadsworth sounded fun, you know, pretty happy to me. Didn't he sound happy to you? 300 pounds, 12 years of age. So this habanero stuff, that's hot. And she cooks with all of that. I've taken out of the middle of the night getting that acid stomach. So I got to chill out on that. I got to back off trying to be a Mexican because I ain't Spanish. I'm not Italian. I'm an Irishman. I'm a Mick. I eat potatoes. I bleach it out. I eat the bland stuff. Lots of butter. It sucks. Who cares? I like it. You get that bad stomach, man? Do you? God, what are you, 15? Malox and Tums. Look at this. Taylor's living on that stuff. You're 25? That's unbelievable that you have a bad stomach at 25. I only started getting this like in my late 30s when I realized my career was really in the toilet. Oh, and Gretchen, Mike's wife, has got that reflux thing. I'm glad I'm announcing that, by the way, to some 50 markets across the country. Gretchen Schaefer has the reflux. She does? Do you go out and buy her large bottles of Tums in the middle of the night, Malox and everything? It's a drag. What happens is you just, it's Malanta, you're living on it, you're drinking, you're straight out of the bottle. When you're swilling it straight out of the bottle, that's when you know you got yourself, you're having a good time. So I can't eat that stuff anymore. Anyway, I'm driving around a car that is so filthy that I thought I was going to get arrested, so I had to get it washed today. And that's why I was late for just about everything that I came to today. I had like 5 different meetings. I was late for every one of them because I had to stop. I had to get the car washed because I honestly believed that my safety was somehow jeopardized by driving a filthy car. The cops were going to pull me over. I thought I was going to get pulled over because we're living in a construction site. There it goes. Everything's causing it now, though. I mean, I don't want to name the store that I went to for lunch today, but let's just say they specialize in healthy foods. And everybody's in there getting their soup, and everybody's in there getting their fresh sandwich with alfalfa sprouts, and everyone's in there, they're all at the salad bar, Everybody trying to live one more year, one more hour, one more day. They specialize in organic food, shall we say. You know, the store, you have one in your neighborhood. We all do these days, everywhere you go. And this is where a lot of people will go for lunch. Let's just go over here and get ourselves an alfalfa and avocado sandwich on some whole 7-grain sprouted bread. And then maybe we'll get some of that corn kernel soup and we'll get a bottle of Mo Beta so that we can get our carotene fix, or maybe some of that echinacea. And we'll just pray to God we can live for one more hour, one more day. And of course, you know, you're still going to wind up getting some raging tumor in your colon by the time you're 50 or whatever. Well, I'm just kidding. But anyway, just joking. Just a little cancer joke, huh? No problem, huh? You know, it'll start coming out like rice pudding after a while, huh? No sweat. Number two, like rice pudding? Sounds like colon cancer to me. Call Katie Couric. Talk to her about it. She was on TV the other day having her colon looked at on TV. Now, Schaefer heard about that, and he ran for the TV page. He ran for the TV. Oh, my God, I can't miss this, because Katie Couric and anything having to do with her ass, he had to see it. When he found out that it was a camera shoved all the way up her colon, he was, like, dry-heaving in a waste paper basket. I said, what did you expect, you idiot? He had his camcorder out. He was ready to make copies for friends. Katie Couric, something having to do with her ass. He went, he looked at it. It was a colonostomy or something. They put a camera up there. Next thing I saw was Schaefer over in the corner just, wah. I'm sorry, man. I tried to warn you. So I went over there and I had some of the swill that they serve up over there because it's a health food joint. I thought I was going to puke endlessly. I didn't think I'd stop puking. It was the worst stuff I ever had in my life. They take the lettuce and they have the alfalfa sprouts and they have the tomato and they have maybe just a hint of Swiss cheese and they've got a nice bread, right? They don't tell you. It's about 10 weeks old. You know, the lettuce is wilted and it's got that kind of decomposed sense to it. And that's why I threw it away. Ask Schaefer, I threw away two sandwiches from that dump. Then I went to drink some of the carrot juice. There was something, I don't know, man, like a cow peed in it. There was something wrong with it. I threw that away. Then I went for my Mo Beta carotene drink or my echinacea thing or whatever it was because, you know, I have a very delicate constitution. I get colds this time of year. I drank that. Something wrong with it. It was like something out of Hollywood Nights. You know, I've tasted this before. What is this? You bet, urine. So then I went for the cashews, thinking that maybe, so you know, I could share those with my compatriots. Turns out they were raw, unsalted. They sucked. Not only that, they're fattening. What was that line in Hollywood Nights? I've tasted this before. So then what was the other thing that I had? I forget, but it all came up in 15 minutes, so there's no problem. It all came back up in 15 minutes. Hey, you know what? It's the weekend. It's going to be great. I'm on my liquid diet now between now and Monday afternoon about 1 o'clock. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.